dentists are making less and less each year. I recently came across an article that looks at trends for 16 of the top professions. The article looked at incomes from 10 years ago versus today and looked at how those incomes are going to be changing into the future. Out of all of the potential careers listed, dentistry is the worst. Well, according to the BLS, the average dentist makes $170,000 per year. I made $700,000 my second year out of school. It's still possible to be successful as a dentist, but it's going to take some work. And if you're interested, I'll show you how. When you adjust for inflation, dentists are making less and less each year. In 2013, adjusted for inflation, dentists were making $106 per hour. Today, they're making $87 per hour. That's an 18% decrease in just 10 years. When you take into account that dentists have the highest amount of student loans compared to any other profession, this is really bad for dentistry. If you are considering becoming a dentist, I would be very careful. By the year 2033, dentists are expected to be making significantly less than they are making today. So what's happening here? Is it that less people are going to be going to the dentist, less people are going to be getting work done? Actually, no. The U.S. dental service market is estimated to increase from $154 billion in 2023 to $254 billion in 2032. That's an increase of $100 billion over the next 10 years. The population is getting older, and people's expectations for what they want is getting higher. More and more people are wanting crowns, they're wanting implants, they're wanting to save their teeth. The dental industry is growing, and there is a huge potential in the dental market. While so many careers right now are at risk of being automated by new technology, the dental industry is one of the most secure industries that you can enter into. While there are some companies that are developing some robotic applications that can assist dentists, the chances of dentists being replaced by technology anytime soon is extremely small. So if more and more people are getting dental work done, and the dental industry is growing by over $100 billion over the next 10 years, why is the income of dentists decreasing? In 2005, 85% of dentists owned their own practice. Most of the dentists that didn't own their own practice were probably in the military or they were just out of school getting started. However, today that number is dropping closer to 70%. That means 30% of dentists are working for someone else. According to the American Dental Association's Institute on Health, they're predicting that this trend is only going to continue. More and more dentists are going to be working for corporations and for other people. As a dentist, when you do a procedure, the insurance has a fixed amount of money that they're going to pay for that procedure. When you own the business, you generally get to keep something like 50% of that amount. You're going to have to pay employees, rent, supplies, etc. But generally, you're keeping something like 50% of everything you do. However, when you're working for a larger business where there are more and more people trying to get a cut of that work that you're doing, as a dentist, you're going to be making less and less. I mean, just think about it. If you're working for some big corporate office that has a big corporate headquarters in New York or Chicago or something, your work is paying for their fancy building. Your work is paying for the salary of their CEO and their executives. You're literally going to be doing the exact same work that you'd be doing if you owned your own practice. But instead of keeping 50%, you're going to be keeping much less. I cannot comprehend why a dentist would want to work as an associate when they could be an owner. I worked as an associate temporarily when I got out of school. And I think there are times in your life when it can make sense to work as an associate. Maybe you're in the process of transitioning. You don't know where you want to live yet. You're still figuring things out. But once you have gotten started, why would you want to work as an associate where you're making substantially less to do the same exact work? Not only are you making less money each year, but you're also not building equity in your own business. It's not uncommon when dentists retire that they're able to sell their practice for, you know, $1 million or more sometimes. But when you're working as an associate and you leave your job, they're not going to give you anything. When I first started out, it was expecting that dentists working as associates would be making something like 30 to 40% of their production. But recently, I've talked to some dentists who are keeping as low as 25% of their production. What on earth are you doing? I cannot imagine working for 25% of my production. I would never stoop to that level. The reason dentists' income is decreasing is not because of lack of opportunity. It's because young dentists are just being so stupid. If you're watching this and you're working an associate job and you're keeping less than 35% of your production, you need to leave right now. It makes absolutely no sense to me how you would accept a job doing something like that. There is a shortage of dentists in the United States. There are so many people that need work done. Why on earth would you work for less than you're able to? But here's the thing. If you are smart enough to own your own practice, there has never been a greater time to be a dentist. Because so many dentists are just wasting their lives working as associates, this is leaving a huge amount of practices that are available for those of us that are willing to take the opportunity. While the profession as a whole is declining, you as an individual dentist have the potential to make more money than you ever thought you could make. I went from making $200 as an associate to making $700,000 a year as an owner, my second year out of school. The gap between associate dentists and owners is wider than it's ever been before. This is a huge opportunity. We're reaching a point where there are a lot of older people who are starting to retire. The baby boomer generation is reaching retirement age. There are a lot of dentists that have successful practices that are ready to retire. You, as a dentist, have an opportunity to go to a bank and they will finance 100% of the purchase price. You then go and find a dentist who's wanting to retire. You offer to buy that dentist practice. The bank is going to pay for it. And then the income from the business is going to pay back that loan. Each year you work, as that practice loan is being paid off, you're building equity in a business that you can later sell. Not only is the income potential so much greater, but you also have control. You get to work when and how and with who. You get to decide how you want to work. You don't have to answer to some 25-year-old office manager. You don't have to take orders from some businessman who's never been a dentist and who has never even been in your dental practice. You are the expert. You know what's best, and you get to make sure that you run the practice the way that you want to run it. As a dentist, working as an employee just does not make sense. If you're going to temporarily work as an associate, please do not take less than 35%. But even that, I wouldn't do it for more than a few years. Every year that you delay going into ownership, you're giving up potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. If you give up $200,000 a year for just 5 years, you have just given up $1 million. You're giving up on $1 million. Why? Because you're nervous, you're afraid of being an owner. Why? Because you feel bad that you're not going to be giving that $1 million to Aspen or Heartland or Pacific. 5 years. That's $1 million that could have been yours. Think of all the things you could buy with $1 million. Don't listen to the lies that practice ownership isn't for you. If you are a dentist, then practice ownership is for you. I have a friend who's a dentist, and he has an employee that works for him. He was telling me about how he's making something like $800,000 this year, and his employee is making $200,000. He literally told me his employee is working harder than he is, and he was laughing about it. He said, "This is great. These young dentists don't have enough confidence in themselves to buy their own practice, so I'm willing to have them come work for me. They do the work, and I get to keep all the money." And I couldn't blame him. If he's able to find a young dentist who's dumb enough to come and work for 25% of their production, you gotta understand, this dentist runs his office at about 50% overhead. The associate dentist that's working for him is producing something like $800,000 a year. That means the profit from the associate dentist is $400,000. He's giving the dentist $200,000 and he's keeping $200,000 for himself. That associate dentist could be doing the exact same work, working at their own office, and be making double what they're making. And that's not even taking into account the hygiene checks that this dentist is doing. The dentist is getting to keep a percentage of the exams that he does, but he's not getting to keep anything for the, you know, the scalings and all the other things that the hygienist is doing. I honestly, truly feel bad for associate dentists. I honestly, truly feel sad for them. We live in the greatest time in human history with the most potential that we've ever had. It's the easiest time to become a practice owner. You can buy an existing successful practice, have it 100% financed by a bank, and be doubling your income. And yet, increasingly, dentists are afraid to become owners. If you want to keep working as an associate, like, go ahead, you can come work for me. I'd be happy to have you work for 25% of production. But the truth is, I don't want you to. I mean, I personally just don't feel right paying someone like that. I'm currently doing everything I can to help as many dentists as possible transition to practice ownership. We as dentists need to stand up and stop giving away money to Aspen, Heartland, and Pacific Dental. We need to stop being afraid of owning our own business as if it's something scary. Take advantage of this amazing opportunity. While other inexperienced dentists are working for pennies on the dollar, you as an owner are going to be keeping the money that you make for yourself.